Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Rich Little as Johnny Carson, and you're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk, and she's got a big audience. All my wives listen.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. It's days away, the beginning of America's devastation with either Joe China's my BFF Biden or the greatness of America and its people shining again with President Donald Trump. Will we survive a self-serving, lifelong politician like Joe Biden selling our nation and its security to the highest bidder? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you for having me, Audrey. I'm delighted to be here at this very, very significant time in our history.
Absolutely, and it's so great to have you back with us. And we're going to jump in, Tom. Recently, some explosive info was released about Joe Biden that boggles the mind of many Americans. Thanks to the recent work by Mary Fanning, Alan Jones, and the CIA contractor turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery at the American Report, we're going to share it with the listeners right now. I understand that the FBI and the DOJ, as if we haven't heard enough about what they have done or not done, have been hiding evidence since 2015 that Hunter and Joe Biden have had ties with the Chinese Communist government or the CCP. Is that correct?
That's correct, which is just startling. The fact is what Mary and produced, the article that they wrote was talking about the hammer, which I exposed, that's Mary Fanning and Alan Jones, right, which I exposed on Dave Janda's program back in March of 2017, that there was a covert listening site security set up by the CIA and the FBI. And the reason this is important is because NSA is the only one that's supposed to listen, and it's overseas. Yet this covert site that Dennis Montgomery exposed, called the Hammer, was listening to U.S. citizens talk in their conversations. And part of this conversation that was picked up was with the Bidens and their communications with the Chinese Communist Party and with Chinese business people.
Right.
That is very significant. They had a huge amount of data that they were looking at from the Hammer Vault that Dennis Montgomery, who knew it was illegal to do, and gave this information to the FBI as well as to the DOJ. Now, unfortunately, the FBI and the DOJ had some deep staters there, and they suppressed this information. And that's why it's so important, the article that Mary Fanning and Alan Jones wrote, that exposed this, in addition to, of course, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. Yeah.
Getting the computer, the Apple computer, from a computer store that Hunter Biden had turned in because it got wet, and he turned in and never picked it up.
Yeah, because chances are he's probably high when he dropped it off. He doesn't remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you were talking, you made mention of that. Of course, that was exposed in the Post, and that was Peter Schweizer, his investigative report at the New York Post. It revealed really a treasure trove of 26,000 emails that paint a very vivid portrait of Biden family corruption. And he said, Peter Schweizer said, "We now know the Biden paydays were anything but conspiracy theories." Which, of course, we, you know, I'm going to take a sidebar here, which we've been hearing about a smear campaign from Russia. But Hunter was getting roughly $1 million per year from Burisma. Treasury Department alerts reveal that Russian oligarch Elena Baturina wired $3.5 million to Biden's interest. New text messages reveal that China Energy Company Limited, CEFC, apparently paid $5 million to the Biden family. Another email indicates Hunter demanded a $10 million per year fee from one of his Chinese business partners. And of course, this is added to the news from the Post of the infamous email on a Hunter Biden deal with China that 10% would be, and this is quoted, held by H for the big guy, and the big guy identified by Bobulinski as Joe Biden himself. Now, the FBI and the DOJ knew this, didn't they?
Yes, they knew it during the impeachment and before the impeachment. Yet they didn't say anything during the impeachment period. They haven't said anything until Rudy Giuliani exposed this. And, of course, Mary and Alan's article talking about the Hammer. But you have all these, and then Peter Schweizer's articles and information in his book. All this is corroborating that the Biden family is a crime family, unfortunately. And the evidence is so hard, and it's so easy to determine by the FBI that this was Hunter Biden's computer. Yes, tonight these tapes are going to be played on the 27th, Thursday the 27th. They're going to be played by Tucker Carlson. And so what we're getting, Tony Bobulinski, actually with Hunter's and Joe Biden's words on tape, are going to be exposed, despite all the other evidence we've got.
Wow. Just what I have to be honest. Anytime I ever thought of Biden, I just thought he was a dingbat. Honestly, he was just a lying, you know, hack. He's a forever politician. Did you ever imagine that there was this going on?
No, I don't think anybody did. And that's the startling thing of it, that they would let Biden become their front runner when they know everybody would be looking at it. But that's the corruption that has now become the Democratic Party, which is no longer a Democratic Party. It is really a socialist communist party. And that's why this, if Biden should win this election, this will be the last free election the United States ever has because of the corruption and where they want to take us. Now, why do I say that, Audrey? Well, you look at the Green New Deal. They take over the energy. Yeah. They completely change it. It means everybody, 99% of the American people, have got to buy a new car because they don't have an electric car. It means that you're going to have to rebuild your homes and your apartments if you've got large windows in that. So you get zero emissions. It means you're going to have free college tuition. It means you're going to have socialized medicine. This is communism.
That's it.
This is the road to Venezuela, as President Trump has been pointing out. It is the most dangerous period we have ever reached. And yet, who is their leader? He will not even say, deny that laptop computer, MacBook Pro, is his. Well, everybody knows that Apple's got, who owned that computer. I mean, it's got a serial number. We're all familiar with that.
Yeah.
He will not even deny that. Yet he's saying he didn't take any money from a foreigner. No, he didn't. He's taking it as a pass-through. So he's lying continuously on this. And the American people are being shielded by it, by the mainstream media, who will not even discuss this on the air.
No.
And you have the social media giants, the Twitter, the Facebooks, and all this that will not put it, are denying the articles. And so you have the corruption that is going on that we have never seen in the country before. It is absolutely the worst situation that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for people like you, Audrey, that are getting this out so the average American can hear it on podcasts in different ways, that we can describe what is going on and how dangerous it is. And I'm going to give you one more thing.
Yes.
If people don't realize, I just found out yesterday, and we all know who Ron Kessler is. He used to work for the Washington Post.
Right.
He reported in an article yesterday, Washington Times, that Biden, when he would go up to Wilmington once a week when he was vice president, would always have the nuclear control officer that was with him and a doctor. They always had to be 1 mile behind the convoy they were in. Now, the important thing is if something happened to President Obama and we went into a nuclear situation, you could never get those codes to Biden that he would have to give to execute a retaliatory strike. And you consider that if the Russians launched, it's 15 minutes till impact, or the Chinese, it's 15 minutes. And he's a mile behind in traffic. So he was totally irresponsible as the vice president. And so it's these type of things that impact our national security. The Chinese Communist Party, the Russians, the Ukrainians, they knew all this data that was going on. And if Biden became president, they would blackmail him. What has happened is the Russian hoax that the Democratic Party tried to create on President Trump is now in actuality going on in a potential Democratic nominee to be president.
Yeah. A list titled Hunter Biden's Alleged Deals was compiled by Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson's Homeland Security Committee. And the list includes Hunter was paid, as I mentioned, $5 million from the China Oil Company. CEFC. He created $1 billion investment fund, BHR, with state-owned Bank of China. He, of course, he received a $3.5 million wire transfer from Elena Baturina, wife of the former mayor of Moscow, which I want to make that point. And he earned $83,000 a month to serve on the board of the very corrupt Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Now, Joe Biden claims he knew nothing about this. When he was VP, he had dealings with China, the Ukraine, and Russia. And we are being asked to believe that he knew nothing about this. Is that legitimate? Is that even, it's beyond absurd, is it not?
Yes, it is, and nobody's asking them about it.
No.
Except maybe Fox News and a few others, but they're not getting to him, and so he's being shielded. And we have this corruption that's going on in the mainstream media that doesn't want the American public to know the facts. We have 60-plus million people that have voted today, so far this week, and I imagine we're going to have a record turnout, which is good.
It's good for the president. I think it's good for the president because you don't have that motivation on Biden's side. You don't.
Yes, and let's hope that. I mean, I think it is an optimistic sign, but at the same time, they were voting without this information being fed to them.
Yeah, but he wasn't exactly an attractive. He wasn't exactly an attractive candidate before this either. I mean, he spent most of his time in the basement. And when he come out, every time he'd make, for goodness sakes, he thought he's running against George Bush. And then he's back with a lid on the day.
He can't remember where he is.
No.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Can't finish a sentence.
Yeah.
And of course, they've got him in the basement because they are stonewalling.
Yeah.
They're running out the clock in football terms.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do. And they don't want him to talk about all the other things that are having such a dangerous impact. But these are areas where the corruption is so bad and makes him so vulnerable to blackmail that he cannot be the chief executive.
That's a great point.
Not possible.
You make a great point there. That does make him vulnerable to blackmail from other nations, from enemy nations. Isn't that true?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yes, go ahead.
So, and then when you look at his agenda that I mentioned before, that it's more than socialism, it's communism.
Right.
The Green New Deal, people just think that. But I know I've talked to people and said, well, you know, you've got to go buy a new car, don't you? They said, why? Well, the Green New Deal does away with petroleum.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. And I said, you've also got to rebuild your home. Why? Because you want zero emissions, carbon emissions. Oh, I didn't know that. Because the Green New Deal sounds like a good deal.
Well,
it isn't a good deal.
No, they name everything so it sounds good. You
Correct.
Know, it's like lipstick on a pig, but in this case, it's lipstick on death. So, the Senate committee's list of Joe, and because I want to drive this home here, because the Democrats live in a fantasy world. They're very good with fiction. Okay, they think that there's no records anywhere. And no one's going to pay attention. But there are records. In the Senate committee's list of Joe Biden's meetings with Hunter Biden business associates in 2014, when Joe Biden was a sitting vice president of the United States, are as follows. April 16, 2014, VP meets with son's business partner, Devin Archer, at the White House. April 21st, and this is 2014, VP visits Ukraine, soon to be described as the public face of the administration's handling of the Ukraine. April 22nd, 2014, Archer joins Burisma board. April 28th, 2014, British officials seize $23 million from Burisma's owner. And May 12, 2014, Hunter Biden joins Burisma board and over the course of the next several years makes $4.2 million. Biden and Archer were paid millions of dollars from a corrupt Ukrainian oligarch for their participation on the board. Senator Johnson notes that there were three different scandals here. One is Biden family financial scandals. Two is the suppressing of the Biden story by the media. And three, the deep state not providing the documents the Senate committee needs to conduct a thorough congressional oversight investigation. Not only should this disqualify him to win the presidency, but shouldn't a special counsel be appointed to look into these scandals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we would not have found this out again on two things our listeners must understand. If Biden didn't run for president in the Democratic Party, this would not have been exposed. Even with the Trump administration in, and there were things that went on that were coming up, but I think everybody would have let it go. But again, it is now going to directly impact the potential of our national security because Joe Biden was complicit in a scheme to get money from foreigners using his office through his son. And those nations, Russia, the Ukraine, and communist China, would use that in future problems. And we know how dangerous the Chinese Communist Party is because they deliberately let that coronavirus loose in the world and never told us. Oh. There's no question about that.
Right.
And now, because this played so well in the Democratic Party, the Democrats think that they can use the coronavirus against President Trump. And frankly, I don't think they've articulated it well enough because President Trump has saved over 2 million lives, plus the actions he's taken for a vaccine in Operation Warp Speed, etc. All those things, Audrey, are very important. But it means that Joe Biden is beholden to the Communist Party, to Russia, to the Ukraine, and others that we have not yet heard about.
Right.
And that is the danger to our national security. It is not Hunter Biden's activities that are so worrisome. It is his father's, who is complicit and who got paid for these activities.
Yeah.
That's the blackmail potential.
Yes, they are absolutely a crime family. And Rudy Giuliani should know, we New Yorkers know, that he took care of, he dealt with the mafia here. He knows how crime families work. And so he knows when they were talking about the big guy getting 10%, that's the little taste, so to speak, that he got. You know, according to The Hill, Biden's support for China is both long and personal, extending through his 36 years in the Senate and his 8 years as vice president. The Hill concluded that Biden was more responsible than any other legislator of the post-Nixon era for enabling China's rise as a revisionist superpower. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. No question about it, Audrey. The fact is, remember, he was in charge of the China policy under Obama. And remember when Hunter came back from China with him with over $1 billion investment for his company on a joint venture that he was going with, which we haven't brought up yet. Peter Schweitzer has brought it up. That $1 billion plus investment, who would give anyone $1 billion that had no experience in the investment world? So the Chinese, which I think everybody agrees is our number one threat, would own Joe Biden if he's the president of the United States.
It's a frightening thought. The election is, I mean, even though we have early voting, most are going to vote on Election Day, is days away through, you know, even though early voting is underway now. How critical is it for the survival of our republic that the listeners never allow Joe Biden and his crime family anywhere near power again?
It is the most critical time in our history. There is absolutely no doubt about it, because he will be owned by foreign nations, our adversaries, Chinese communists, Russia, and those two adversaries, they will own him. And yet, it was just yesterday I read that, or this week, that Putin, you know, didn't think that he did anything wrong, that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden did anything wrong.
Oh, really?
That's like a scorpion putting his arm around you. The fact is they are absolutely desirous that they get rid of Trump and they get back to the good old world that they knew it, the globalizers and those people that believe in no borders, open borders, and all this. They want to change this nation and make it a Venezuela, Cuba-type society, and we're not far from it. That is how dangerous this election is, Audrey.
Absolutely. And here's the good news. The power is still in the people's hands, isn't it? So that's how precious our votes are, that precious. And even though they cheated in 2016, the president still won. And I believe it's going to be overwhelming. And you know what, listeners? Don't listen to the polls. They're lying. Don't listen to anything. You go and you vote. And you vote. And I can say this because... My program, I don't have to worry about this. Vote red. Vote for the president. Vote for freedom. Am I right?
Absolutely. That is vital that our free Americans, regardless of what party you are, that you understand you are given a very clear tack. Are you going to vote for us to be a communist society by voting for Joe Biden, or are you going to vote that we keep this capitalist, free, democratic republic that we have, and we keep it alive? I mean, if you heard what Chuck Schumer said after Amy Barrett, when she was sworn in, that what he said, when we take control, the next time we do, the American people give it, it's going to change. And they
That's
are
scary.
Going to change it.
That's scary.
It's scary. It's scary. What Schumer said, and how bitter they are, because what they see is that President Trump is thwarting their efforts to go become a communist society. You have AOC and Ilhan Omar and all the other, the Quad, that are pure fascists. You've got Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization. You've got Antifa, which is a Marxist organization, like the Brown Shirts in Hitler's Germany. We have all the makings to lose this democracy, and that's why this vote is so precious. If you want to continue the America way of life that we have, free speech, your gun rights, all these things that are so imperative, your religious beliefs, this is what this vote is about. Don't get confused with all the free stuff. The free stuff means someone's got to pay for it.
And it does.
And you've seen the corruption
that
we are now facing. And the Democratic Party put Joe Biden up there deliberately to go in this direction.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. Listeners, you can change this. You are the ones to change it. Don't worry about their cheating. Don't worry about their lying. Just go and vote. And Tom, where can listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS? Where can they do that?
Well, you know, I'm not on social media.
Right.
CCNS, the Citizens Commission on National Security, is where all my podcasts and writings, etc., are contained, Audrey. And you're so gracious to send this segment to CCNS, and I appreciate that.
That's my
pleasure. And so they can listen further there.
It's my pleasure. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the general shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.